Advances in computing, weather models, and atmospheric understanding have created confidence in climate predictions in the 7 to 10-day outlook. That's according to senior atmospheric scientist Andrew Pritchard with Nutrien Ag Solutions, who spoke with farmers at the recent Ag Outlook hosted by South Dakota Soybean.
We also do a pretty good job of assessing what the upcoming theme of the weather pattern the next few months is going to be. So, you know, as we transition out of winter, everyone will want to know what the growing season is going to look like. And we can do a pretty good job of picking out some of the bigger pattern players, the bigger background state features here that are going to be driving things.
He reports the 2 to 3 week forecast is much harder to nail down, as scientists can see a system developing, but there's more difficulty in predicting when and where it will land. With that in mind, Pritchard told the audience the winter of 24-25 in the Dakotas is expected to see variable temperatures with only light doses of snow, which accompany the cold blasts when they charge out of Canada. As for the weather moving into spring, Pritchard doesn't see a major drought hitting the heartland in 2025.
Right now, my concern is relatively low when it comes to drought in the growing season. And that does not mean that, you know, I don't think it will happen. What I mean by that is as we transition into the spring, we're looking at La Nina. We have a weak La Nina event going on right now. We're expecting that to transition toward ENSO neutral, is what we call it, as we get toward the spring. And what that does is kind of just opens up the whole playbook.
In late winter, early spring, he says the area will need a southwesterly storm track to develop, with upper-level pressure over western states, tapping into moisture from the Gulf of Mexico.
When it happens and who gets the most moisture is a question we'll have to answer in a couple of months' time.
Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.